A few months into her sixth grade year, my daughter came home from school in a rage, declaring she wanted to withdraw from one of her classes, Family and Consumer Science, or Home Economics for us Gen Xers. Now, as someone who would prefer a good book over a sewing machine any day, I would have rather she use her electives for other pursuits. However, she had enjoyed the class so far, so I dug a little further and learned that her teacher, talking about her weekend, told the children of an encounter with a homeless man, who she proudly told to get a job. The teacher then followed up the story with a 10-minute tirade about lazy homeless people, all while wearing a shirt emblazoned with the phrase, "Jesus is the reason for the season." After a brief discussion on the true meaning of irony, my daughter said, "What made me angriest was that while she was saying this, she didn't think about any of the kids in my class or their families who could be homeless." Yep, although only 11 years old at the time, she knew what her 60-year-old teacher didn't, that homelessness impacts people of all ages. So today, in honor of that teacher, I'd like to cover some real home economics, such as homelessness in Oklahoma. In recent years, families with minor children have become one of the largest growing homeless populations in our state. This year alone, the Oklahoma City Public Schools enrolled 2,450 homeless youth of all ages, more than 80% of whom were couch homeless and staying with a friend, family member, schoolmate, or church member. Of course, this means almost 500 of these are in shelters or on the street, a number that is unacceptable no matter how you look at it. And throughout the state, the statistics are even more devastating. According to a 2010 report by the National Center for Family Homelessness, Oklahoma was amongst the worst states for childhood poverty, with an estimated 27,413 children who don't have permanent housing, and 1 in 5 living well below the poverty line. Homelessness also touches suburbs like Norman, where the problem isn't always visible, but the need is still great. For example, when Catholic Charities opened a branch of its Sanctuary Day Shelter in Norman on May 5th, the first client arrived at 8 a.m., a homeless mother with 4 children under 10 who had fled an abusive relationship and found herself briefly living in the family car. She wasn't alone. In fact, in its first 3 months, the organization has served an average of 60 clients a month, almost half of whom are children. Of course, the liberal in me would like to point out that income inequality is alive in our state, and in some cases I might be right. With a minimum wage stagnant at $7.25 an hour, a single parent earning this amount would have to work 73 hours a week just to afford a 2-bedroom apartment. In truth, however, the reasons for homelessness are as unique as those it affects, from income loss and foreclosure to mental health issues and domestic abuse. However, one indisputable fact is that due to Oklahoma's love for state budget cuts, resources that once were available to families in need, such as income, food, and child care assistance, are more difficult to obtain, even in the strongest of economies. And speaking of economies, it seems that most of us are only a job loss away from homelessness. A 2013 study released by the homeless charity Shelter revealed that 43% of American families would have difficulty paying their mortgages for more than 1 month if they lost their jobs, and 18% would not be able to pay the bills at all unless they found a new job immediately. As many homeless parents can attest, it's hard to find a job without an address, and even harder to keep one without housing. Fortunately, nonprofits like Catholic Charities, Upward Transitions, and the Homeless Alliance are picking up where Oklahoma has left off, through programs that take a holistic approach to homelessness by providing counseling, case management, education, employment assistance, and even housing placement. But to continue these good works, they have to have the support of people like us, who look beyond the stereotype of the bum on the street into the reality of what homelessness is, and what we could do to help. And to my daughter's misguided teacher, I'd like to say that for classes like home economics to work, families must first have a home. For Gen X, this is Jennifer Dennis Smith.
She calls out to the man on the street, "Sir, can you help me? It's cold and I'm nowhere to sleep. Is there some way you can tell me?" He walks on, doesn't look back. He pretends he can't hear her. Starts to whistle as he crosses the street. Seems impossible.